Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Meet Cam. I hope she's enjoying the attention from losing all that weight, and says that losing 200 pounds doesn't just change your body, but it also changes your face. Is it my imagination or didn't even her nose lose weight? Women like her better enjoy all that weight loss attention because soon, most women will be skinny thanks to Zempic. And the best byproduct will be that feminism will die, as women lose the munchies. Being a fat woman will once again be a fetish instead of flabulous. Up next, here's a list of things that guys have to work on. To get in better shape, become more confident, and get some new hobbies. Meanwhile, here's a list for women. They're perfect the way they are and never have to settle or change anything or lower their standards. This is what they tell fat women like the one in the picture so they're single forever. Also, what woman cares about a man's hobbies? That needs to be replaced by making more money or gaining status. Number 3, Japan wonders what to do about the surge of Indians living there. The Indians, of course, are enjoying this surge and saying that Japan is a comfortable place to live because it's turning into Little India. What they haven't figured out yet is that people are getting Indian fatigue, that people are tired of scamming. A few years ago, a woman my mother knew received a call from an Indian scammer, claiming that she was going to go to jail for not paying the government, and so she jumped off a building. That's what most people don't see. Moving on, this Indian man ended himself by laying on a railroad track because he was fighting with his wife. At this point, Indian men should just go their own way. This guy would probably still be alive if he never got married. MGTOW saves lives. How many men end it all because they have terrible wives? No wonder so many Indian men are coming to the West and trying to marry white women. Because while the West is gynocentric, it's still not as bad as what's in India. Number 5, apparently 49% of men believe that they must provide financially to be of value. That number is probably much higher. Maybe the reason so many men feel this way is because women generally value money the most. Funny enough, I didn't feel like I needed to provide financially while I was in relationships. But once I became single, I now have my mission to provide a lifestyle of freedom for myself so I can do whatever I want. For some reason, I prefer not to provide for others. Up next, here's the look she gets in her hidden face when she notices an attractive white guy staring at her in public. But she doesn't know if he thinks she's cute or if he just wants her out of his country. For hijabs, it's only the second one. Also, with the level of inbreeding in those Muslim countries, I think that hijabs are probably for the best. The guy looking at her is probably wondering if that's a woman under all that, or if it's a dude. Or maybe he's trying to figure out if she's got an IED strapped to her body. Number 7, here's a picture of what London Bridge used to look like, versus what it is today. At one time it was the longest inhabited bridge in Europe and was 926 feet long. One day I plan on building something like this out of Lego. The reason it was inhabited was because you were only taxed on how much land you took up. Since the buildings were on water, there was no tax to pay. Florence, Italy is still one of the few places in the world that still has a bridge like this. Moving on, Target is at it again with this anti-male Valentine's Day sweater. Looks like misery loves company. Imagine the backlash if they were to sell a sweater encouraging men not to date or marry. Women would be rioting at Targets. With institutions and corporations becoming feminized, they no longer seek out profit but instead push ideology. I haven't been to Target since that company failed in Canada and I have no interest in shopping there again. Number 9, this looks like the best cosplayer Halloween costume ever. Although I think the wife on the left forgot to put on her makeup. The best part of this was this part and I don't think that was unintentional. Someone is trying to show off their 10-inch schwing schwang in infrared. The thermal stiffy wins the day. That is all. Up next, someone says they need a movie that's going to traumatize them for the rest of their life. If you're a woman, I'd suggest watching The Stepford Wives from the 1970s. What's better than a town full of men replacing their flesh-and-blood female wives with robots? I'd say the human centipede would traumatize most people, but for me, it turned me on mildly. But I guess I messed up. There's a fine line between horror and eroticism. I'm still traumatized with the Blue Jays losing the World Series last year. Number 11, men who marry after the age of 35 have the lowest divorce rates in any group. Of course they do. Probably because they die before they have a chance to get divorce raped. In reality, second and third marriages are more likely to end than first ones. I'm calling horse poop on this and I think it's a psyop. The women that men over 35 are shacking up with have been run through more times than the Holland Tunnel, and they're in dire need of financial rescue. Moving on, this is exactly how it feels now between the Canada I grew up in and the Canada now. The Indian population around me is 20 to 30% in Toronto. When you're listening to this, I'll be in Florida. Hopefully it's going to be much better there. This year I'll be gone for 2 months and next year for 6 months. If Canada gets bad enough, I'll spend 6 months a year in Serbia and 6 months in the States. I refuse to pay taxes to a state that hates me and wants to replace me. Number 13, here's what it was like in the 70s before cell phones, when women in college had to line up to use the dorm phones. That doesn't look like a co-ed dorm to me. So this is their only lifeline to attention, and you can just see how happy and grateful they are for it. This is also a time before fat girls. Growing up, there was only one fat girl in grade school, and she had mental problems. This could also be Tehran before the revolution as well. Up next, meet Mandy. She's 37 years old and wants to see how far this picture goes on X. Looks to me like she's using X as a dating platform, because that's the place where the men are. We aren't on Instagram as much. And surprisingly, there are dozens of sims posting their pictures under this one. Here's one of them now. Do you think that she's going to be interested in him? Number 15, what type of woman would post this saying that she was destroyed by a coworker on their 10-minute break? A soon-to-be unemployed one if Carla's boss finds out about this. Unless, of course, she's being destroyed by her boss in the first place. If it's not him, then hopefully I'll have some luck with her because I just applied to work at her Walmart or Sam's Club location to boot. But then again, she's probably fake because everyone that works at Walmart is Indian these days. Moving on, a while back, supposedly Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, was planning on banning the social media platform X in Canada. If that's true, then he obviously hasn't heard of VPNs before. But if he has, then I'm sure he'll try and ban those as well. There are dozens of Canadian YouTube channels and X accounts posting this. I think they used to get good money when they had videos criticizing Trudeau. So they're looking to create drama and hype for eyeballs to their current content. Number 17, this woman says that she had a husband and two kids and gave it all up at 40 to become an escort. Isn't that a little bit too old and long in the teeth to get into that business? Isn't she worried about the competition from 20-something-year-old women? The only reason she's probably sharing this story now is because this is advertising, and she's desperate for the business. But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if this story was made up by the media to get viewers and to destroy families by getting actual women to do this. Up next, here's a woman who's either doing some epic trolling or she's mentally ill from ingesting too much fluoride. She says she loves abortions, immigrants, trans people in Palestine. And of course, the smoking gun, fluoride. The only thing that's missing here is that she loves the smell of cat pee. Imagine being 31 and on Tinder. I think the war for attention out there is getting crazy, and people are looking for more of it than ever. Number 19, here's the number of Indians living on each continent. If you live in Toronto like I do, it's the largest Indian population outside of India, with 800,000 out of the total population of 6.7 million, or 12%. If you're like me living in northern Mississauga during the summers, it's right next to Indian Central, Brampton. Canada officially has 2 million Indians living here, but another 2 million temporary foreign Indian workers. So really 10% of our population is Indian. No wonder I have Indian fatigue. Moving on, here's a sad story about a morgue employee being cremated by mistake while he was taking a nap. Was he like a human cat deciding to sleep in a box? I guess two people got fired that day. Obviously, it's a fake story, but you never know these days. Like that one time a funeral home had piled up bodies in the back. Talk about letting your work pile up. True or not, though, it's a pretty funny story. These days, run everything through AI to verify if it's real or not. Number 21, welcome to woke heaven, where I can't breathe meets I can't break. And would you look at that? TMZ leaked the image of Renee Good's airbag. She definitely wins the Darwin Award for 2026 and the year has barely started. This is what happens in a feminized society. Women become bolder and bolder thinking that the rule of law doesn't apply to them, until they come face to face with so-called armed toxic masculinity. We will see more of this. Up next, meet the UK's Ofcom team that wants to ban X. Remember that women prefer safety and censorship over free speech. Have you ever seen a more diverse group of angry liberal white women before? This flock of Karens wants to ban X because men are being red-pilled on there, and they want to maintain their monopoly over us and not have us learn about female nature. If you want to offend them, then all you have to do is post this on X, and they'll lose their minds, because they know they don't look this good in real life. Number 23, the black-pilled looks maxing community is awesome. They say to grow taller hair and put on 1 or 2 inch heels, to get to being as close as possible to 6 feet tall. Just don't wear stilettos. But if you're under 5'5" and can't grow to any taller, then you should transmax. It works because I've spoken to transmaxers that transitioned and got themselves hot girlfriends. They just had to become a girl first. These rules are great up until the age of 25. Then women switch to money mode, and being rich or high status can negate some of those factors. But getting those things is rare. Moving on, here's more talking about banning X, where apparently Keir Starmer is working with Canada and Australia to ban it. Haven't they ever heard of the Streisand effect before? That the more you try and ban something, the more likely it is that people are to embrace it. And of course, the voters don't get a say in all of this. I think Western leaders are narcissists and they can't stand being roasted on these platforms, and it creates a narcissistic injury that they're now trying to avoid. Number 25 on the last one here is the second most common language in each U.S. state. It's sad that German is no longer the second most spoken language in most U.S. states. They used to teach it in U.S. schools the way they teach French in the Canadian ones. But soon they'll probably be teaching Hindi in Canada. German was once almost an official second language in the U.S. because it was spoken so much. Here's another graphic showing you that flyover country is 35-65% German ancestry. My money's on that part of the U.S. surviving into the future. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.